Curtis, this is Kevin.
Yes, good afternoon or good morning. I don't know where you are. I received a letter from your company just getting some information. How do you guys really work? Hello?
In regards to what, sir?
In regards to lending money to small businesses?
Well, I mean, what type of loan are you looking for? Are you looking for working capital? Are you purchasing equipment?
Mainly purchasing equipment.
Okay.
Mainly.
And roughly how much are you talking about? What kind of equipment are you buying?
We're planning to buy a van, cargo van, and some machines that do rug cleaning equipment. So approximately about $60,000.
Okay. And how long have you been in business, sir?
The company has been in business since 1926, and I owned it since 1997.
Okay. So about 20 years under current ownership.
Yes.
Okay. Good stuff. So the way that we work for equipment financing is I will essentially email you a form to fill out. You'll send that back. It'll take you maybe 3 minutes to fill it out. It's a very basic information on the business.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to confirm that you're still at the same location we have on file here. Ownership is the same. Just basic information. You send that back, and now do you have the quotes on the van and the steam cleaners yet?
Not really. I mean, look, a cargo van is usually basic. You don't want to buy a brand new one, maybe, you know, something that has 10,000-15,000 miles on it. So it could be $10,000 less than what the going market rate is for cargo vans. And then cleaning equipment, which is about another $10,000. So the whole thing could be about $40,000 to $45,000 in equipment.
Okay, now do you need cash as well?
That's some, yeah, maybe, you know, just $10,000 because the season, we are in Florida. You know, we have two seasons, low and high, nothing in the middle. Summers are low season from, I would say, from May 15th to August 15th, we have low season. And then it starts picking up.
Okay.
So we are now entering the high season.
Okay. So if you were to send me 6 months bank account statements, those would be on the low side as far as compared to like an average over the year?
Yeah, that's what it would be, yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, typically for working capital, I would request 6 months of your business bank account statements.
Right. How many months?
Six.
Okay.
But in your case, because the past 6 months aren't a good reflection on your business, I'm going to have you send me 12 months.
Oh, yeah, we could do that.
That'll give you a better average over a 12-month period than just your most recent 6 months.
Yeah, that will be fair, actually.
And then it's going to be a separate form for the working capital because we have a separate department here that handles the working capital. But all the information on the form will be very similar. So how about your 2015 tax return? Have you filed that yet?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's pretty much all that I need. The reason I was asking about the quotes is I would have you send those quotes back with...
I think 2015, I think we did maybe like close to over $900,000 in gross income.
Okay. then, I mean, you're probably going to be approved for, you know, over 100 in working capital, and then depending on your credit, you know, you could have up to 250 on equipment. So,
we had a very bad 5 years because of the recession. You know, we are in service business. So when the recession hit, and the Madoff, you know, we are in Palm Beach, West Palm Beach, Palm Beach. Our customers are all high-end customers mainly. So when the Madoff scandal hit, we got a big hit, you know, with the customer base. But I kept all my employees, because in this kind of business, when you lose your employees, probably you can suffer more than anything. So we survived the recession. We really did in a good way. And now things are picking up, so it looks like we are going to have an incredible season already. So we've been really very busy. So you have to take all that into consideration. And last year, we did close to $1 million in revenue. So I think this year will be, or next year, much better, especially after these elections, you know, this goddamn election. I cannot wait for it to end.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, everybody is so uptight and... I don't know. But hopefully, you know, for the sake of the United States of America, it goes well. You know, when it comes to me, I'm not important. The country is. Anyway, do you need my email?
No, what I need is there's a 16-digit. Oh, I do need that, but first I need...
I don't think you need a 16-digit reservation code. You need, right?
Yes.
251-1-0831-0035-6977. Where are you guys located?
I'm in Irvine, California. Headquarters.
Okay. I wish I was in California now.
What's that?
I said I wish I was in California right now. I lived on Balboa Island, Newport Beach, for one year.
Oh yeah.
I loved it there.
Yeah, that's amazing. I live in Irvine, like I said. My daughter plays soccer though for a Newport Beach,
oh, really?
A Newport Beach club team. So yeah, we're in the Balboa
area
all the time.
Yeah, in Turkey, I played professional soccer.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's. I sometimes do
coaching to little kids here, but it's not really that popular. It's getting more popular in Miami area than anything else. It will catch up one day.
Everybody will be playing. Trying to bring a team there. But here, we've got a lot of Brits have come over, you know, and they're running the soccer clubs, and now, you know, there's thousands and thousands of kids in Orange County that play club soccer, and they charge them like $4,000 a year, you know.
I know. At one time, I was even planning to take the test to become a referee, you know, so, but then I said, too much. All right, being a referee would be good for a retired person.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, so you got the, then you should have my email?
No, you can get your email.
Okay, it's, I'll give you my personal one so you can send it there. YUJEL, my first name, @AOL.com. It's a dinosaur email, but I will never leave it. Yeah,
you.
I got it on the second day of AOL.
Oh, wow.
So, more than 34 to 35 years, 32 years, I don't know.
Wow.
All right. Okay, my friend, send it to me. I will tell my And now, which email should we use it when we send the invoices? I mean, the statements.
The one that I'm sending you the email from.
Perfect.
And that will have, I want to make sure that you receive this, though, so you have my direct phone number as well.
Yeah. See, we also have Oriental rugs that we sell. And, you know, with the housing industry going down and housing and all the foreclosures and all that, it went down. So it is opening up, and I have over $500,000 in inventory that probably will start selling.
Okay.
If you want a rug yourself, let me know.
Yeah, but how do I check out the inventory?
Huh?
How do I check out your inventory?
It's here.
But can I see it online or no? I have to come in person?
Huh?
Do you have a website that I can see it on, or do I have to go there in person?
No, we tried a website. Website doesn't really work in what we do because it is everybody knows this company here. It's been in the same place, same location, same number, 5301 South Dixie, since 1926. So we even have the first logbook in Palm Beach of who is who, you know, the DuPonts and the Woolworth and the whatever. So, you know, we don't even need to advertise. We get a lot of referrals as new customers, and we have an incredible following. So everybody knows Hatfield. It's like a household name in South Florida between Miami and Vero Beach.
Gotcha.
So we really don't need to do a website. You know, usually designers come to us or they handle most of the, believe it or not, out of the Forbes list of billionaires, we have 9 as customers. So we have a good following. But even when the recession happened, the richest people who actually made more money during recession,
yeah,
they also cut it down because, you know, their employees were affected by it. So when their employees are handling the business for them, you know, it really affected us too at the same time, even though rich people didn't even give a hoot of how much they were spending, but their employees were, so they had that psychology of cutting down on business also. Amazing how it worked.
Hmm. Yeah, how many families
now I think it's back into very normal. And it's going up because compared to last year's November startup and today and October, we're very different. We're almost 40 to 45% higher than last year.
Yeah. Huh.
All right. So you send it to me, and then I will work on it and send it to you.
Yeah, I send it to you. Do you see it there?
No, I'm not on. I'm not on my desk. Actually, I will go to my desk and take a look at it.
Okay.
I'm on the other side, calling you from a small desk.
Okay, let me give you my phone number just in case the email doesn't go through.
Yeah, hold on. Go ahead.
It's 858. 519-5050-50. So 858.
Okay, this is your direct line.
Yes, 5050.
And your full name?
Kevin, last name is Bice, B-I-C-E.
B-I. Say the first name?
Kevin.
Oh, Kevin. Okay, I thought it was Kevin, but okay. Kevin Bice. All right, Kevin. I will be in touch.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.